And it's time now to welcome back our friendly neighborhood ethicist, Randy Cohen, who writes the Ethicist column for the New York Times Magazine. And Randy, I understand you're expanding across the Atlantic.
Yes, I've just started a version of my column for the Times of London, which sounded incredibly glamorous till I realized, oh, wait, Rupert Murdoch owns it.
Yeah, is that ethical to work for Rupert Murdoch?
I'm consumed with guilt and shame, and I cry myself to sleep every night, same as usual.
But wait a minute. If you are consumed with guilt and shame, does that mean you're showing your liberal bias?
It means I'm Jewish, Steve.
Okay, never mind. Sounds good.
I apologize on behalf of all my co-religionists. Of course it doesn't. It means it's part of the modern world that if we could only work for people we respected and admired, like the fine folks at NPR,
who'd be left?
We'd have very few jobs, yeah.
Well, anyway, we're glad you still have some time to talk to us. Let's do some letters, shall we?
Yes.
Our first letter comes from Martin Sensiper in Orlando, Florida, who writes as follows. I am constantly sent offers of 0% interest for a year on new loans. So I transfer outstanding balances to those accounts, then I either pay them off or shift the money to some other 0% account before any interest is charged. I also cash the checks they send, usually for $15 or less, as a reward for signing up for their credit insurance. There's no charge for a month, so I immediately cancel and pocket the money. So far, I'm ahead, but my wife thinks something about my methods is vaguely dishonest. What do you think about taking advantage of 0% interest credit offers and other incentives for bank services? Randy Cohen.
Well, I think it's awfully elaborate, but not unethical, that the bank made this offer. Mr. Sensiper isn't misleading anyone. He's fine. They invited him to take a certain action and not to have any particular attitude. I think it's kind of like any other introductory offer. You know, those get a free weekend at a vacation home in the Poconos, or 5,000 CDs for a penny, or those 50-gallon drums of Gavalia coffee they're always advertising in my junk email. What they're saying is that once you experience their fabulous banking services, you might just fall in love and stick around or be too lazy to cancel. And experience has taught them that a certain number of people will do that. So as long as you're living up to the terms of their offer, they're happy, I'm happy, Martin Sensiper is happy. I hope you're happy, Steve.
I'm always happy, Randy, of course. Well, we have Martin Sensiper on the line now from Orlando. Welcome.
Hi.
So it's a rare moment in history here. According to Randy Cohen, you're right, your wife is wrong.
Well, I've got to make sure I have her listen to the segment because she was just giving me a hard time last night as I signed up for a few more.
Well, I wonder if you feel like there might be something vaguely dishonest here.
Well, sure I do, because I'm entering into the contract with them with no intent. The 0% interest rate is obviously a come-on. They're hoping I'll forget, and I keep good records, so I haven't forgotten yet. But the other one, the part where they send me these $15 checks for signing up for their credit protection, which I cash and then cancel the credit protection and since it's free for a month. And, sometimes I feel a little, I don't want to say dishonest, but, I guess I think I'm playing the game better than they are, I guess.
And can I ask what you've bought at 0% financing?
I think I've got we redid our kitchen. I think one of my cars is paid for that way, a new air conditioner. And, I guess I could at some point be in over my head. But it's one of these things, as long as you pay the monthly balance, I just make sure that I keep track of, at less than a year, I transfer it to another account.
Make sure you keep that job.
Oh, yeah. I am worried about that. How are things at NPR? No, just kidding.
You don't even want to know. Let's not even go there.
Okay.
Randy Cohen?
I think you're being a little too hard on yourself, actually.
Oh, well, thanks.
That all these companies making these offers are perfectly free to say only for first-time customers, or if you've never had a 0% introductory offer before, they could set all sorts of conditions that would weed out people just like you. In fact, they could specifically have your picture on the offer and say, not for you. They're utterly free to do that.
I can't believe that they let me get away with it. That's all it is.
Well, they may be foolish, but you're not corrupt. I'm sorry. I hate to give you that disappointing news.
No. I'm glad to hear that.
Martin Sensiper, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Martin Sensiper is in Orlando, Florida. And Randy Cohen is in our New York bureau. He writes the Ethicist column for the New York Times Magazine. And when he's not out establishing world media domination, he answers your questions right here on All Things Considered. You can send your ethical queries to watc@npr.org. Put the word ethics in the subject line, and please be sure to include a phone number where we can reach you. Randy, thanks as always. Good to talk to you.
Bye, Steve.